Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite part of podcast host of the Dream Hustle Web podcast with that AI radio network, honey. The one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visits. You know the one. And today, my people, today, we got a treat for you because we got somebody in the building that I'm greatly feeling right now. Mr. K, no, don't let me say it wrong, honey. K Cradle, is that how you say it?
It was a good try. K Cradle.
Okay, Cradle. Okay. You know, the fellow was throwing me off a little bit. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I'm pleased to, you know, have the opportunity to share this platform and, you know, let's get to it.
No doubt. You're going to get into it. Now, I got a chance to rub my ear across. I told you. Yeah, boy, you had me bouncing and bopping in that one. I was like, yep, yeah, I'm going to press that thumbs up and leave a comment on that joke. You know what I'm saying? So why don't you talk to my people, you know, ones who haven't heard it, about I Told You, is it a mixtape or is it an album?
Debut album.
Okay. Yes, Lone Wolf. So, yeah. Go talk to my people.
All right, guys, so I released my debut album, Lone Wolf 2, Part 1, which focuses pretty much on the mental health issues that I feel this country is going through, especially in our Black community. And I feel like it's not talked about in a positive light or in a light where we don't have to soak in it and drown in it. We can actually uplift one another and get out of that situation. And as well as Black empowerment, entrepreneurship, and most importantly to me, Black ownership. So that's pretty much what the album preaches, mostly. And the record I Told You is basically, you know, an amp song where it's basically like a fuck you or attitude. And it's just basically, I know for a fact everyone's been, you know, that can relate as far as being doubted before. You know, all the greats that exist right now were doubted at some point, or some people that's on their way to greatness, you know, are being doubted right now or have been doubted at some point. So I feel like it's a very relatable song, and it's a really independent artist anthem as far as not needing, you know, major record labels to be somebody and to make it in this business, but, you know, holding down yourself and building your own leverage and controlling your destiny.
No doubt. I'm loving that right now because, like you said, not a lot of people call into account and bring out the fact that, you know, amongst us Black people, there is a lot of depression, there is a lot of anxiety, there is a lot of bipolarism going on, there's a lot of mental, you know, instability due to a lot of things that, you know, our parents went through, and they passed it down, and their parents passed it down from the stressors of, you know, just being brought over here. Like, it trickles down, and it's not just one thing, but I support you, and I appreciate the fact that you're even bringing attention to that. That's dope.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
No doubt. Now, I also got to listen to a couple of other Jones from the Lone Wolf, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the, Wolf Howl, and I'm really feeling that Running Man boy. Like, you definitely know how to pick the beats to, you know, bring out your lyrics. Like, who are you working with when it comes to all these beats that you got going on?
I worked on this, one goes by the name of The Beat Geek, out from Virginia. Really dope. He was responsible for the records Leap and Vibes. And really, that's probably the closest producer I have right now. Like, we really was on FaceTime, like, you know, doing beats. So shout out to him. And then I worked with two other producers, Wolf Stuff, and then a producer named Cody.
Okay, well, I would say hats off and shouts out to them because definitely the collaboration between you and them is working perfectly for this album. You know what I'm saying? I went ahead and liked a couple of the Jones on there that I saw on YouTube. For all my people out there, y'all want to make sure y'all checking him out. Now, make sure y'all do that because my guy is doing nothing small. You know, your girl don't vouch for nothing. She ain't feeling. So, y'all make sure y'all get over to K Cradle, right?
Yep.
Okay. Kay Cradle. Check him out on YouTube. I'm pretty sure y'all can find stuff that you're going to like, trust, and believe. Follow him on Instagram.com/k.credele_OFFICAL. Then slide on over to that good old Twitter.com/CREDECREDLEET. Make sure you follow him. He will follow you back. Get at him. Subscribe. Y'all know I don't subscribe to everybody that come on here, but I did subscribe to his channel. So that'd be something, honey. That'd be something. Now, is this your last name that you're using for your music?
I'm sorry to hit a last question.
Oh. Is it your last name that you're using for your music?
Yes, actually, yes. People always ask me, is my name, like, where I get that name from, and I'm like, well, it found me, because it's my last name. So,
right.
Yeah, so, you know, I just went by the name K Cradle. Before, I was thinking out of the box, like, before all of this, my name was, like, K Smooth from, like, playing basketball, and I was like, you know what, it's time to make a name change, and it's crazy how some stuff is right in front of your face.
Right.
One day my friend was like, yo, like, K Cradle. I was like, shit, you're right. So I just rode with it.
You know, I'm loving that because no matter which way you spin it, it's all you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loving that. Now, am I correct? Like, you are from Jamaica, Queens?
Yes. Born and raised.
Okay, KK. Now, do you have any music reaching out that, you know, gives us the feel of that? Because I know a lot of people, when they come from different places, you know what I'm saying, they throw a tune or two in there, you know what I'm saying, to make sure you get a real taste of the flavor of where they came from. Are we expecting any tracks like that? Do you already have something like that? And what's going on with that?
If I had to pinpoint a record, as you can pretty much tell, I'm always willing to hear your opinion, too. Pretty much song to song is going to be different, and I like to tap into different markets and different styles and just try to be as diverse as possible, as Queens is the most diverse place in the world. But if I had to pinpoint a particular record that speaks where I'm from, I definitely would say the earlier part of the album, like the intro, Live More, and Wolf's Howl. Well, I'll say I'm best out of Queens since 50 Cent. So, I mean, that's one of the lines I take. You know, from that that record that you said you like one of the most. I say Live More, Wolf's Howl. That really speaks to where I'm from.
Okay, KK. And do you have any shows coming up? Do you have any video shoots coming up that we need to be looking out for? You know what I'm saying? Because we need to get some booties in them seats for them shows, and we can get you a couple of boobs bouncing on your videos. You know what I'm saying? We need to be in the dodo to figure out how we're going to get this happening. So let me know what 2019 is actually holding for you coming up.
All right. Now, shows are still in the works because I'm actually putting together some myself. As an artist, you know, trying to just carry my own leverage and put together my own situations. But as right now, I will be performing July 5th, and it will be, Indie Impact Showcase. You know, multiple MMG executives will be there. Still working on the details as far as like the location, everything, but you can always hit me up once that's finalized, because that should be finalized by tomorrow as far as the time and place and everything. So people can always hit me up via Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and I have the details out by tomorrow, actually, about that show.
Well, you need to make sure you're coming back and visiting me. I'm definitely really liking your vibe. I'm definitely liking where you're going with it. It's good that you have a cause to stand behind it. You know what I mean? Like, I love when people who are, you know, doing music have those elements attached to them, because it makes you stand out. Because there's not a lot of people that are trying to call attention to these things, and there's not a lot of people that are doing it in such a way that it's conveying very well to the master. So I want to give you a shout out again for that. Like, I'm really digging your personality. I'm digging the personality you bring to your music, the selection you have going on. It sounds professional. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think you're doing everything. You're headed in the right direction for sure.
I definitely appreciate that. I graduated from school May 2017 with a business degree. And there was a point in time I didn't know what my purpose was coming out. And, you know, just stay patient and, you know, kept my faith, and I finally found it. And I'm proud to announce that back in November, it was official that I became officially the CEO of Cradle Entertainment LLC. So I'm just right now just trying to build that up day by day.
Awesome. Now, this label is just going to be you for a while, or are you other people? Are you going to be with different people soon? Like, what's going on with that?
Well, first I wanted to focus on myself and, you know, build my content, and I've done that along with 2.1. The biggest thing with me is you see, and I guess I use this as an example, with the NBA, how we got all these, you know, players, top players, like, wanting to team up, right? And, you know, I guess this is my favorite team, you know, the Lakers. So what made Anthony Davis want to play with LeBron? Because he's seen his resume. He's seen what he can do for him. He sees where he can take him to the next level. So my thing was building my own resume first. And because some people ask, like, why are you even really doing any features? I was like, well, one, it's, like, real personal, this first album. And two, I wanted to show people what, you know, my new sound and what I'm capable of. So when you do ask for my services, you know what you're going to get. So that was my biggest thing with that. That was my biggest thing. So now I actually have, on the record, the only feature that I have was with Moon Sky. Shout out to her. Actually, my older sister. She was doing the vocals on that. And I'm actually focusing more on her first project right now. So I'm doing that, and I'm also working with a couple other artists on it. On their first projects as well right now. So, you know, just taking it one step at a time and, you know, trying to build myself but help others at the same time.
That's beautiful, King. I'm loving your mind frame. I'm loving your work ethic. I love the way you're thinking things out and pulling people in. Like, you definitely have a talent that is, you know, recognizable to the masses. I recognized it when I first heard your song, you know what I'm saying? That I told you, it's kind of catchy. You feel me? People going to be rocking with that one.
Oh yeah, facts. That definitely has to be, because I didn't release a single, you know, before the album dropped. I wanted the people to tell me, and the people have been telling me is on the top of the list. Is Told You, so that'll be the first music video that I'll be shooting this summer.
Okay, I know that's right. Well, for my people out there, I'm going to leave it on your mind one more time, baby, where you can find my boy at. Y'all need to make sure you're sliding all over to that. Twitter.com/CREBLEENT. Then you can go ahead and hit my boy up on Instagram.com/K.CREBLE_OFFICAL. Make sure you are checking him out on that YouTube, baby, and get a sound of what you never heard about your family. How do we know you're not there? How do we know you do there? If you don't leave a comment, if you ain't streaming, if you ain't download, mm-hmm. go do all that. Let us know you're checking for it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all all know that your girl Jay is a small fish in a big pond, and after this, back to your regularly scheduled program, so I only have a little bit of time to promote some of the best, baby. So I want to thank you for coming on the interview and blessing me, you know, with your presence and some new music.
No, I definitely appreciate having me and sharing this platform. And, yeah, it was good popping. More music to come soon.
Yes, we're going to be looking out for you. But all my music heads out there, baby, if you want to go ahead and you forgot where he's at, make sure you come over to the Dream Hustle Win Facebook page. I will share it all for you. I know some of y'all are little, y'all get lazy, and y'all don't want to type in the whole joke. So I will make it easy for you to boop, just click it, baby. But for right now, we're going to have to say deuces, and we out.
All right, deuces.